Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I actually thought about this morning because I didn't watch it live. And I go, yeah, like I have that much of an impact on it. Yeah, that's the reason he won. Because you didn't watch it. One guy out of billions didn't watch it. That's the reason he won. And the reason he lost last time, well, you see, that's because you were watching it. But we always internalize that stuff. But no, I didn't watch it.
Did you not watch it just because you didn't want to pay for it? Like, if it would have been free and just showed up magically on your TV.
Well, I have the Plus app.
You still would have had to plop down the money.
I mean, whatever.
So you just didn't want to pay the money.
I didn't know you had to pay the money. I thought it was on ESPN.
We talked about this on Friday and said you'd have to pay the money.
We didn't talk about having to pay the money.
Yeah, no, we did.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember.
We did.
I don't remember.
Forgot about it. You didn't know the fight was going on, did you?
Yes, I knew the fight was going on, you dumbass. Of course I remember the fight was going on.
His Twitter was blowing up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I better get a tweet out.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Stipe, did he win?
Did I send anything? Exactly. So shut your freaking mouth on a Monday morning.
In a calculated effort, three people could have got him to tweet the other one, like if he would have lost. Well, it was a great run.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do it.
We know
told you
did nothing when it came to the UFC and Stipe on Saturday. That's how much you cared.
What do you want me to do?
No, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to admit it was not on your radar on Saturday.
It was on my radar on Saturday. Of course it was. I was up at the time, but I wasn't going to send anything out disingenuously because I knew that I'd be berated by you guys on Monday morning, and here we are.
Well, I mean, that was going to happen anyways.
I mean, I don't understand. Stipe Miocic wins the championship. This becomes an attack on me? This is unbelievable with you two.
Of course it does. Because you said you weren't going to watch it, and then you said you thought you might have had an impact on it, and now you're joking that, well, I didn't really have an impact
on it. Of course I didn't have an impact on it. That's the ridiculousness of a human thought.
Everybody was watching it. How did you not want to watch it? You must not.
I didn't watch it.
Did you? Well, then we have to dissect why you didn't watch it.
We don't really need to dissect why
I
didn't watch it.
No, I think we need to take the next... 216-578-0092. Why didn't Ken watch the fight? Was he cheap? Did he not want to pay for it? Did he not really care, but now he's pretending to care?
Was he believing in curses and voodoo? And
yes. What was the reason, Ken?
Bad luck.
I didn't watch it.
Well, we know that. Now we're trying to figure out why you didn't watch it.
What do you want?
I'd like you to be honest.
We would like an answer.
Yeah, we've not really
gotten one. I didn't watch it because I wasn't going to watch it. That's why I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to watch the damn thing.
Well, now we've cracked the case, Gumshoes.
Well, what did you want from me? This is the answer.
But why weren't you going to watch it? Like, why? What would make Ken Carmen not watch Stipe Miocic retain?
It just surprises
us. Or regain
us.
His
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Given your brand, it surprises us. That's all.
I was glad as hell that it usually it irritates me that UFC fights take so long.
You know who was watching it?
But I was glad because I was able to finish my Saturday show. And get over to my buddy's house before, just as the fight was starting.
So you made a commitment. Ken did the opposite. You know who did make the commitment? Baker Mayfield.
Yes. Yes, he did.
He actually put out a video of him getting excited about the fight. So Baker was all in. He gets Cleveland. Why don't you, Kenny?
You want to hear that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go ahead. We got the audio to that video.
CLE! Woo! Stipe! World champion! Yes, sir! Stipe!
How many of the stupid alcohol tricks, the stupid beer can tricks was Baker on that night?
Oh, God.
Plenty.
How many shotguns?
That's all he was yelling, because that's probably all he could yell about getting himself in trouble. Was that a live video? Yeah, that's a smart guy right there.
He got an official membership to the NRA with all the shotguns he did that night.
Reckless speculation.
Who is more eloquent?
All right, I'm back out of my shell. Thank you very much.
But it was fun. It was an amazing. We were at the feast, obviously, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And we were nervous because we started to have to scurry because a half hour before the fight, where we were going to watch it at Gusta, they couldn't get it. It's the worst thing ever when you see a television and there's computer stuff. There's computer stuff going on.
Okay.
And you see guys scrambling.
And then there's panic.
Oh, yeah.
From everyone, because you're like, where's the fight? And then they're getting it from the crowd. And, oh, man.
Everybody was telling people, hey, go here. We're going to watch the fight. And then I run over to my buddies where they said they were going to have the fight, but they were getting after it a little early in the day, and that door was locked, so that wasn't happening. So now we're in a panic. Now I'm starting to go on my phone. I'm thinking, well, can I maybe have FaceTime it for me?
Was this how late was this? Because there was a lot of matches beforehand.
Yeah, so, you know, so was around 11:30 because we knew we had about a half hour.
Oh God, cutting it close.
We were, but we were fortunate. The place, I'm so upset. Here's what I did wrong, and you guys can kill me for this. For three rounds, I mean, he's losing. Every scorecard has him losing 3-0. I mean, you rarely find where everybody agrees on a scorecard. Everybody agreed. He was kind of getting his butt kicked for three rounds. He was using his face as a pinata.
Oh, my God, yeah. If he didn't win that fight the way he did, if it came down to a decision, there's no way he would have won that.
He had the old Robin Ventura look at it where got to go beating on his fist with his face.
Just over and over and over again. And
yeah, he kept headbutting his fist. I didn't understand that strategy.
It was a weird tactic. And you look, Stipe, what Stipe does so well in these fights is he literally outlasts the opponent. He always, these other heavyweights, he figures out a way to tire them out. But what he did in the fourth round was he got a few of those body shots in, which crippled. And I mean crippled. Did. You could tell Daniel Cormier is a proud, proud champion. And he just listened to Stipe when he finally realized it could go down.
The first two rounds, it just took me a little bit to get used, get my motor going. I felt good. He's tough, man. He's doing his thing, and it took me a minute to he's a tough fighter. He gets you off balance, and it's hard. But I was like, man, I'm fine. I was like, what am I doing wrong? And then finally, third round, I started opening it up. I felt better. I started moving a little bit more. And then fourth round, was just when I came with the body shots and started really taking it over. I was like, stop being an idiot. Like it's wide open. Just go for it. Because he always lifts his hands every time I throw a jab or a punch. He brings them up. So I'm like, give it a shot.
Audio courtesy of the UFC. So here's where I screwed up. If you would have seen the 300 people jammed in this room at the feast, first of all, overserved. Everybody, it's a culmination of a weekend at the feast. And the women were all there trying to pretend like they cared all of a sudden.
Of course.
And you should have seen that ovation. I wish I would have filmed it. But the reason I didn't film it was we all thought he was losing. I mean, we were waiting for him to get dropped. We were all mumbling to ourselves, going, move your head. Move your head. This isn't good. Yeah. Oh, my God. This isn't good.
Really?
Oh, God. It was not looking
had
good.
Had no faith.
The entire time, me and my friends were watching this, and we're yelling at the TV. We're like, hit him in the belly. I mean, he's out there looking like Damon Wayans in The Great White Hype. His belly was hanging out for everyone to see. And I probably could have hit it from the living room. It was
that's
there.
A good movie.
And once he started with those belly shots, man, then it was over. There was nothing Cormier can do.
Well, good. Glad you guys enjoyed it. Is he the best ever?
Well, I think now, and
this is what I wanted to set you up for.
Yeah,
I went on the personal attack as you do because you're cheap.
Of course,
but that's okay.
Without a doubt, without a doubt.
By the way,
me,
did you see him pull? Did you pull out money for this fight? By the way,
I pull out money.
Yeah, did you pay for the fight?
Oh, I would tell you the way that I paid for that fight was the amount of drinks that I purchased.
Oh, okay. There's always a way around.
At the restaurant. Yeah.
So go ahead.
He made a commitment to see the fight and get hammered.
Oh, I easily spent more money than what the fight would have cost. Easily.
What do you want? So go ahead.
I think now they said whoever would win this fight, they kept saying, well, if Cormier wins the fight, he's clearly the best heavyweight. But if Stipe wins it, he's nothing. We just don't promote Stipe. They don't in the UFC care about promoting Stipe. They never have. They feel like the return's not there on him. But what he does return every time is an entertaining fight. So, yeah, I think he's the best heavyweight ever. And to me, if you're the best heavyweight ever, then why aren't you in the conversation? Why are other weight classes guys in the conversation? And if he goes and beats John Bones Jones at some point, if Bones actually can not test positive for something for like 2 months at a time, if he could ever fight John Bones Jones and beats him, whether it's at heavyweight or light heavyweight, and Stipe would go either, he would go either. I'm sure Stipe would probably rather have him at heavyweight. But if he has to go a little bit down to fight light heavyweight, which would be easy for him, and he beats John Bones Jones, then what are we doing here? Why are we so afraid to dip our toe in the water when it comes to Stipe and his all-time greatness?
I don't understand that either.
It's been 10 years.
I don't understand that either.
Do you know how hard it is for guys to clear out divisions two different times in
a
heavyweight?
Let me ask you questions. Has he been full-time over the last 5 years? Full-time, basically?
Yeah, well, full-time's two fights
like
a
when
year
he first started. Okay, but when he first started, it was part-time.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Where he held the other job as a fireman, and then he was also a UFC fighter. Now is he basically full time?
He still shows up at the firehouse.
I don't know what the status is.
I don't know what his obligations are.
I don't want to talk on my rear end, so that's why I'm asking you questions. Does it bother them that that's part of it?
100%.
The UFC people.
Yes, he's...
Because I think that's part of the story of what makes them very interesting, is that there is a part-time job that's involved in this, well, full-time job, and then fighting's part-time. But then I think it would naturally...
That's a great point.
Go ahead.
It's a great point. It reminds me of why they say, in the end, like, the David Letterman versus Jay Leno thing was David Letterman was never the guy who was going to be company guy and go out and promote and promote and promote and promote. And that always, they said, kind of hurt him. The Stipe, I just don't think he has a lot of interest. So maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe he can shoulder some of that blame. I wonder what his camp would say. But yeah, I mean, Stipe just doesn't need to do it all the time, promotion. He just doesn't need to go fly in a jet and go to Vegas and go do a signing and show up at every UFC fight. He just doesn't necessarily need to do that. And so maybe that's part of it. But now they can't run away from it. And I've said that before, and they will. They'll run away from it. They'll pray he loses. They're going to try to get him to go up against Ngannou again, who he beat 2 years ago, right before the Cormier sequel, or between the two fights. He had just beaten Francis Ngannou, and it wasn't particularly close. So why do we have to do that again? It's got to be either John Bones Jones or a trilogy with Cormier. And that's up to Cormier whether he wants to do it again. He has wanted to spend time with his family. He actually was really good talking about this after the fight, that he felt bad that he's been away from his kids so long.
Hmm.
So I don't know if there's a... I think at some point the money will make it a trilogy, but I'd like to see him go up against John Bones Jones.
My goodness. Well, is it still too... Because if you look at what it's been, When it first starts, it is basically a form of human cockfighting, in the words of John McCain. And then it obviously becomes a legitimate sport when Dana White takes it over. Are we still in the beginnings of it? Where if you look back now on the evolution of sports, I'm asking you this, when you look back at the evolution of sports, we say this all the time, football players, it's just completely different than what it was in 1920, all right? Baseball, it's still the same game in a lot of ways. Basketball's, gosh, it's amazingly different. Are we seeing the very beginning still, or is this because of the type of athlete that it is? Has it already morphed and caught up with some of the other things where this is the very best of the best? This is the genesis.
The problem with the UFC, it's a great question. The problem with the UFC is every 2 years we're like, well, the sport is way further along than it was 2 years ago. So that's why guys don't get credit. Guys don't get credit. They're like, well, the sport has evolved so much that guy would not have been able to compete today. The reality is these guys are so well-rounded now. Guys like Stipe grew up watching the UFC, which their predecessors didn't have that luxury. So these guys have come through. They've all learned wrestling at a young age. A lot of them come from the wrestling background. Then they started picking up other skills. Stipe can do it all. I mean, Stipe can hang in there and go golden gloves with these guys. He can box with them, or he can show his takedown defense, or he does a little jiu-jitsu, but that's not really his area of strength, but other guys can't really take him down because his sprawl is so good. I think Stipe is as evolved as it gets. Look at what a great athlete he is. People forget that of all the sports he played, if you would say, what did Stipe do in college? What do you think most people would say? They'd probably say he wrestled or played football.
Yeah.
No, he played baseball.
I always forget that. Like when he was hitting home runs during the batting practice. Over a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, he played baseball in college. That's
his motor skills. He's got them all. Yeah. He does it all.
216-578-0092. We'll talk a little bit about Stipe later on today. Shooting at one of those statues that we're always talking about and obsessing over here in downtown Cleveland. Also, 640, Lima Likes. Up next, no, Austin Corbett is not a referendum on John Dorsey. I'm sorry. I got to take a swing at one of our constituents and one of our contemporaries. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.